Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. We have Kali Wisson with us today. Hi, Kali.
Hi, Gabo. Hi, everyone.
All the way from Brisbane, Australia. Thank you.
Yeah, winter's setting in.
Winter. Yeah, I'm sitting here sweating. We're just our summer is just kind of starting, and you're going into winter. It's always
Actually, Gabor, there's an interesting statistic. Apparently, 90% of the world's population is in the northern hemisphere, so that's possibly why most people think, "Oh, if it's summer here in Europe or North America, it's summer everywhere." Because 90% of the population, so it's only 10% of the population, world's population, is in winter at the moment in the southern hemisphere. Interesting little fact. Unfortunately, I'm in the minority for winter, but I'm loving it.
That explains a lot of things, Kali. Just kidding.
I just thought I'd throw that in. That's an interesting little fact.
Fun fact. I never been. I want to visit Kali, definitely in Australia. We just, it's a big trip, but we'll hopefully get there one day.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's here waiting for you.
Yeah, we're excited to go. Kali's going to talk about Elliot Gruner. Basically, I think we titled this podcast, possibly. I don't know. I'm saying this while we're recording this, but what inspires you? I just kind of like that topic. And then we have, any artist I can, I'm sure everybody's got favorites. So, Kali, you're going to talk about Elliot Gruner today. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's amazing how sort of, I think, important other artists' work are on our work. I was initially and still am super impressed and inspired by Arthur Streeton. But there's always those slightly lesser known artists, especially internationally. And Elliot Gruner, I think, is gaining more traction. And they had an exhibition of his work, I think, about 7 years ago. I think it was the first and only one. Fortunately, didn't tour the whole country. And you spell his name E-L-I-O-T-H, Gruner. It looks like sort of Gruner, but it's Gruner. German background, ancestry. But he was born in New Zealand and I believe moved to Australia when he was possibly, I think, about 8 or 12 with his parents. And sadly, his father passed away early. And when he was, I think Gruner was about 12 or 13, and him being the oldest boy, he was not far off starting work, or he was already in work at a 13, 14 year old. So this, he was born in, and I'm just grabbing for the date in my mind. It's about 1890 or 1887, those late 1800s. So it was around the turn of the century. His mother was widowed, so he had to go out and work. So he didn't really have the opportunity. He was painting from a young age. So he actually started full-time as an artist a little later in his life. So he didn't have the benefit of being or the fortune to be able to start as like a 20, 21 or 25-year-old. I was fortunate to start at 20. But he was, I think he had that great German discipline and doggedness that he worked hard. And so whatever he would do to support the family, he would also put into his great love painting. I believe there are some paintings from his New Zealand, from where he was born, but most of his paintings are from Australia. And so they would be from about the age of 38. And sadly, he did die at the age of 56, 57, which is my age now, which I think is way, way too young. And it was a tragedy to lose a great artist. And unfortunately, it was a little self-inflicted because I believe it was from drinking a little too much.
I see.
Yeah. But most Australian artists would think, and most people would think, oh, Arthur Streeton, boy, what great light. But Streeton said, no, Gruner was the great painter of light. I'm happy with where I got it, but Gruner, he was the great master of light. And almost instantly, you will see that in his work, and it really does resonate right through. And I think actually the other strength with painting light is you also need to be able to paint atmosphere as well. And I think what Gruner was able to do was to be able to get that, just that almost perfect, and I hate to say that word, but just this marvelous atmospheric color that right ran right through. You would even have a little bit of atmosphere 10 feet away from you, but that transported all the way through right to the background. And actually, a lot of times that was created by using a bit of sky color. It took me a few years to work out how he did it, but that's most likely the way that he did it. And he would do mostly landscapes, sort of rolling hills, or, and one of his great paintings, and if anyone does have a trip to Australia, and it is actually harder, I'm planning my trip, more trips this year, and to travel international, still is, there's quite a few restrictions and stuff, but if you're ever in the future coming to Australia, the Art Gallery of New South Wales in Sydney does have, I think it's about 5 foot by 3 foot, or might be 4 foot, a big painting, and it probably is Gruner's masterpiece. And I believe it's called Spring Frost, painted in 1919 with 4 or 5 cows in the foreground with the farmer coming out to tend to them. When you Google Elioth Gruner, it's normally the one painting, but it's great to see it up in person. You don't really get the full effect. And even though if you go onto the Art Gallery New South Wales website, you can zoom in and it's a high res. So you can kind of get the idea. But the marvelous thing is, it's almost backlit from the back, light coming towards the viewer, and the farmer, he's got almost cadmium red for his earlobes, and it does come up in the web, because I've looked, because that's one of the little features, not only the rim light and on the cows and all that, but so if you can quickly, once you hear this podcast and you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you can, and actually normally when you're, and I say 5 minutes, you'll then want to study the whole painting and then want to study more. So I might be opening a can of worms there, but great painter of light, and just quite actually slightly unique brushwork as well. Streeton was a little more direct and square brushed and a little harder edge, where, and in some of his paintings, Gruner would use quite a vertical brush mark. There's one from a river scene that's one of my favorites. And in the bottom third of the painting, it's all mostly vertical brush marks, but he's integrated them. And some of his harbor scenes and ocean scenes, he will use some vertical brush marks, even though we know the water sits flat. He will do it in the sky sometimes. So on a technical level, they're fantastic to study and allow yourself to be influenced. But on a personal level, they're just magnificent light effects and sunlit scenes. And and I can highly recommend his work. And actually, I also do have my Pinterest page, which I'll just try and bring it up quickly so I get the correct name. I believe it is Curated Artists.
All you Pinterest fans. And by the way, when Kali says gallery, that's actually a museum.
Yes.
In Australia. Yeah. I told you guys, you guys are different.
Yeah, yeah. The word is the same, but different meaning. Yeah, we're for a museum. That's where we'll have dinosaurs and old biplanes from the 1900s. And so, where it can be a state or national gallery, but we have museums for those artifacts of history. Yeah, so they're slightly different. Yeah, so if you were to put in Curated Australian Artists and possibly my name, I guess I'm I only have a few followers, but I put this here just for the real lovers of Australian art. But there's quite a few Elioth Gruners on there as well, that I've spent about 3 or 4 months researching every art auction site, art gallery, regional galleries in Australia, anywhere. So so it's Curated Australian Artists for Pinterest fans. So you'll see other artists, Australian artists, but yeah, you'll be able to see quite a few of Gruner's on there, as that I've managed to find all these weird little places that they suddenly pop up. So do yourself a favor and allow yourself to enjoy some of Elioth Gruner's just beautiful paintings.
Yeah. Thank you, Kali. Yeah, it's so great to get introduced to an artist that maybe, you know, I have not heard of or you have not heard of. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, for doing it. I'm sure there's other artists, so we'll probably grab Kali at other time to fill us in about, you know, some of his other favorite artists. So thank you so much, Kali. Appreciate you sharing your knowledge again today with us.
No worries. Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Gabor, and thanks everyone for listening.
If you're interested in Kali's teaching and would like to join him in a year-long online course, we have depending on when you're listening, but this summer, July 7th, 2022, again, you might be listening to this after the podcast episode, but if you're listening before, we have an enrollment period that's open for 2 weeks. The cost of the workshop is, I hate to say actually workshop, it's mentoring course. It's $895, and you're going to be with Kali for a full year. There's no Zoom calls there. It's nothing live. It's you do it on your own time, which is great. So, you know, a year is a long time. So sometimes life kind of gets in the way, but you can always jump back into the course. So July 7th is when we have an enrollment. It's a 2-week enrollment window. And I hope to see you there. Thanks again for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.